No matter what side of the fence you're on, the subject of USC security measures has students second-guessing the intentions of the university. From 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., students and faculty are required by campus security to show identification to get on campus. Some students believe the fence tells the community they're viewed as a threat and should be kept away. Student Micaiah Green from USC Change Movement started a petition yesterday against the chain-linked fences.
Just seeing the amount of racial profiling that's went on since the construction of the fences and seeing, hearing from the community members about how they're made to feel alienated and isolated from the USC community is deeply problematic.
Green believes the fences reinforce the racism that is prevalent on campus.
It seeks to define who belongs on campus and who does not. And it's like, so far that distinction has been made on the basis of color.
The petition urges students to send letters to President Nikias about removing the fences. Student Francesca Bessie agrees with the petition's message.
The gates to me just feel like, you know, a slap in the face to our community.
Some students believe the fences are the best way to keep the campus safe. Here's Rena Takamura.
I don't really have any strong opinions towards it. I think that it's a good, like, safe, like, method of keeping people out, I guess.
The gates don't disconnect USC from the community because it's so late at night. USC is open during the day, and the gates are open during the day for people to come, but at night, it's basically closed.
That was Shalea Klempner. In a statement released earlier this year, the USC administration defended the fences, saying they enforce security measures that have been placed for years. But since the fences were built, there are only 8 of 27 entrances open to students and faculty. I reached out to campus security and administration for comments, but no one returned my calls. USC plans to replace the temporary gates with permanent gates after city permits are approved. Amen Oyibokeh, Annenberg Radio News.